Another headline that actually made the BBC headlines, believe it or not, this week, and it was also featured in the Harrogate Advertiser, that the oldest sweet shop in Pakeley Bridge has been sold. Now, Keith Tordoff, who was the original owner for about 25 years, is planning on to be the Chief Commissioner for North Yorkshire, so he actually has sold the sweet shop. Now, the famous old sweet shop in the world has been trading since 1827, and actually the official World Guinness record holder, the oldest sweet shop in the world, and it's appeared on national television in worldwide media in many forms. A scene with Paul Hollywood on BBC One, Robbie Coltrane ITV, Nigel Slater, Alan Titchmarsh, to name a few. But it's been sold, and it's been sold to a young entrepreneur that I actually picked up on last week, and Ben is actually with us online this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the purchase of the oldest sweet shop in the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's an exciting time.
It is, absolutely. I think you've got massive guts to do something like that, certainly at your age. Can I tell people your age?
Yeah, of course. Of
You're
course.
Only 23.
yeah, well, exactly. Well,
come on then, tell us how it came about.
So it came about, I've always wanted to own a business for myself, a business that we can really touch and feel, I suppose, from all the way from sales to purchasing to HR to everything, really. And the oldest sweet shop came up, and it is such a prestigious business on a prestigious high street within North Yorkshire.
Absolutely.
And it's world renowned, as you say, and it's just that bit of heritage that comes with the oldest sweet shop, and not just the shop itself, the sweets and the makers, and all have different stories behind them, whether it's, you know, coming from Sheffield. And we're quite fortunate within Yorkshire that we have so much sweet heritage, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's not just the heritage of the makers of the sweets, it's what that means to every single individual. Everyone's got a story about a particular sweet that they remember their grandparents bringing them to the shop. Pear drops, rhubarb and custards, you know, the sweet peanuts, the bonfire toffee. So
I'm mouthwater here.
Yeah, I'm imagining some of your listeners salivating at the moment, but it's all fun. It's all fun.
Absolutely. So how did it come about then, Ben?
Yeah, so as I say, I've always wanted to own a business, and we saw Keith, obviously, with his ambitions to run for Police Fire Crime Commissioner of North Yorkshire, and the business came up for sale, and we thought, well, that's a really good fit. It's a small local business that has such great heritage, and it was the heritage that really struck me and really interested me.
And what so he said in the news clip that it's been an ambition of yours for a long time. Did you actually, you know, obviously visit the shop, and did you ask him if it was up for sale, or how did you find out it was up for sale?
Yeah, so we saw it on a news channel that it was up for sale, and then we approached Keith, and we had visited the shop. Obviously, I visited the shop when I was a boy as well, but we visited the shop probably regularly. I would say that we were frequent visitors.
But I think it's absolutely amazing. You know, what a challenge. You know, 23 years old, and in today's situation with the pandemic and everything, and of course we're hoping that the roadmap, you know, will be lifted and things get back to normal, because we all obviously like to go on the high street, and Pakeley Bridge is a thriving little village. I've got relations who actually live in the village anyway. And so what do you have planned? Do you have any plans to change it, or are you keeping it as traditional as it is now?
We're going to keep it as traditional as it is now. You know, it is that oldest sweet shop in the world that we want to kind of become synonymous with sweets, really. You know, old sweets from the oldest sweet shop in the world, it's great. It's a great ring to it, and it means so much to so many people, not just in Pakeley Bridge and North Yorkshire, but from around the world, that there is a sweet shop out there that still serves sweets by the quarters, half pounds, out of glass jars with Bakelite lids.
That's great.
Yeah, it's just what everyone wants, really.
Of course it is. When you go in, it feels old as well. Mm. I actually used to live in a town called Elland. I'm sure you know it, because Dobson Sweet Factory is manufactured in Elland. And they make the cough drops and the pear drops and everything. And when you walk down the road where the factory is, you could smell it. And when you walk into the shop in Pakeley Bridge, that's exactly this. It takes you back to your childhood.
It does, yeah, and that's the bit of nostalgia that it brings back to everyone, and that's what me and the team love to see when people come in and say, oh, I remember this, oh, I can't believe you still have these.
Exactly, yeah. Well, we think, we just want to, I wanted to chat to you this morning and take this opportunity to congratulate you and wish you all the success. I'm sure, without doubt, it will be a success for you, Ben. And we look forward to coming into the shops when they reopen very soon. So thanks for joining us on the Saturday Morning Music Zone and part of the Harrogate Advertiser News headlines. It's certainly nice to have a local headline that's talking about success. So tell us your favourite piece of music and we'll play it for you, Ben.
It's Elton John and it's the Crocodile Rock.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck.